Welcome to the Perimenopausal Mamas Podcast for hormonal mamas who want to reclaim their own natural state of health to thrive and raise healthy kids. I'm Dr. Lisa Weeks, naturopathic doctor in Toronto, Canada. I'm a perimenopausal mama to my toddler named Stuart.
And I'm Dr. Toni Reed. I'm a naturopathic doctor, birth doula, and hypnobirthing educator in Calgary, Alberta. And I'm a perimenopausal mama to my little girl, Frankie. The information in this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to substitute professional medical advice. Always consult with your licensed healthcare provider.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Perimenopausal Mamas Podcast. Today, it's Dr. Lisa. I'm here by myself, but I'm excited to talk about the topic today about community medicine. It's something I'm so passionate about because it really has been a missing piece to health outcomes in my practice. And since I've started incorporating I'm a facilitator for the Wild Collective program, since I've started facilitating and offering group medicine to my practice and my patients, the outcomes have just blown me away. The transformations that people are making are amazing. I've been challenged to up-level my health, to be open, to be vulnerable, to share my challenges and struggles with my group as well, so we can all learn from each other. And today we're going to go over how community medicine is the wave of the future and how loneliness and social isolation really impact our health in a negative way. If you've been following me, you may have heard me say this before, but it always shocks me every time I say that being lonely and having weak social connections is just as bad for your health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. That is shocking. And it can shorten your lifespan by up to 8 years. What are you doing to curate a community to enhance connections with others that will then translate into you making and sticking to healthy habits, to living longer, having a longer health span, and enjoying your life and feeling more vital, connected, and like an active participant? We know loneliness is a huge issue that is being addressed around the world from even higher up forces. More medical doctors are offering group health visits where, say, people suffer from diabetes, all come together for a group session. Of course, private information about each patient is not divulged, but the doctor will give an educational component about how to interpret lab results, making some general recommendations, but then scheduling time with each patient after that group session to really individualize the treatment plan and go over individual results and individual concerns. And you may have heard too, but in Britain, they actually appointed a minister of loneliness in 2017 because 9 million of the country's 67 million people were feeling lonely some or all of the time leading up to that appointment of the minister of loneliness. And the same concerns are being echoed in the United States, in Canada, and loneliness is not only impacting our younger generation, 15 to 25-year-olds, but our older generation. And then throw in a pandemic, you know, who hasn't felt alone and isolated over the last several years? And, you know, in quotations, air quotes, we're connected more than ever, but we can feel more lonelier than ever because people try to portray a perfect life online. They may not share their challenges and struggles. They just give you the highlight reel of their life. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting sick and tired of not being honest and real about my challenges. And that's where I found the Wild Collective was such a great form for myself to be vulnerable and open up. I wanted to share truths and challenges and health scares and mistakes I'd made along the way as a naturopathic doctor in regards to my own health. And I wanted to provide a forum for patients, for members of the public to feel safe and secure and start to speak their truth and start to ask for help and admit their challenges and what's blocking them from getting to where they want to be. So just a few more statistics on loneliness. So women are more likely to report feeling lonelier than men. This was between a survey done between August and September of 2021 from Stats Canada. And overall, 15% of women age 15 and older in Canada's top 10 provinces said they felt lonely always or often during that period, compared with 11% of men in the same group. And between August and September of 2021, close to half, so 49% of those who said that they always or often felt lonely, reported that their mental health was either fair or poor. That's no surprise, right? If you're feeling lonely, you don't have that connection, you can't have those conversations and support from others. So of course, the mental health is going to go down. In comparison, among those who said they were rarely or never feeling lonely, 7% reported fair or poor mental health. So that's a huge jump from, 7% to 49%. If you're feeling always or often lonely, your mental health, more likely is going to be fair or poor. And of course, your life satisfaction will also be lower as well. So in people who were always or often lonely, their life satisfaction was 5.5 out of 10, where 10 is very satisfied and 0 is very dissatisfied, compared with 8.1 out of 10 rating among those who were rarely or never lonely. So we're collecting data and information on this because we really need to find out where we're at to be able to come up with systems and practices to build connection, to build community, so we can support the people that need it the most. More people are recognizing that we need to be socially connected and it needs to be seen as part of a healthy lifestyle, as important as eating right and exercising. This was from the Centers for Disease Control, and Julianne Holt-Kunsten made that comment that we need to be socially connected and it's just as important for our health as eating well and exercising and moving our body. Stanford University is studying loneliness as well, and they found that lonely people were more likely to have extended hospital stays, need more expensive treatments, and need the support of skilled nursing facilities instead of in-home rehab. So it is costing not only our mental health, our quality of life, it's costing our healthcare system as well. We also know other negative outcomes of social isolation and loneliness that have been proven or shown in research. There's a 26% higher risk of premature death, a 29% increased risk for heart disease, a 40% increased risk for Alzheimer's, a 25% increased risk for cancer. We want to build our community, our connections as early as possible, because your connections at age 50 predict your health status at age 80, because we know your genes are influenced by your physical and social environment you inhabit, including the relationships and the support that you have around you. So think about when you've been the most successful with making changes in your life, whether it's in regards to your health, your business, your finances. So I can think of when I was at the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine, CCNM, when I was a student. It was a big jump from I'd never seen a naturopath before, to going into the program and making all of these health changes and trying these new ways of eating and new foods. And it was made easy because I was surrounded by other people like me that might have been new to some of these ideas and lifestyles. We worked through it together. We tested out different recipes on each other. We shared our challenges. We shared how we were making effective change. So that actually felt really easy because I had my community of fellow naturopathic students and friends. In respect to my business, I am a part of BNI, which is called Business Networking International, which meets, there's chapters all around the world, and it is a forum for business professionals to market their businesses and services to each other, but also learn from each other what's working, what's not working, how to do presentations, how to do your elevator pitch. So that's really up-leveled my business acumen, if you will, in marketing my business and getting clear on the services that I offer. And we meet every week. So it feels really easy. I feel supported. I feel motivated and inspired. And I look forward to getting together with those fellow business owners and just up-leveling my business strategies. All around the world, there's groups where the idea is supporting each other to have better outcomes. So thinking about, you know, the Peloton app, people challenging each other online, Alcoholics Anonymous meeting regularly and following certain protocols and programs to enhance outcomes. Book club. So, you know, if you have a hard time finishing a book and carving out the time, you're more likely to do it if you join a book club and you have that accountability. And then the Wild Collective, which I'll talk about a little bit more. This is a women's health community initiative that was developed by Dr. Michelle Paris, a fellow naturopathic doctor from Oakville. She developed the program about 6 years ago, and naturopathic doctors all around North America, and even it's becoming worldwide, become facilitators for this program so they can bring it to their naturopathic practice to offer, in addition to one-on-one visits with patients, a community forum for women to connect, to be authentic, to share their wins, their trials and tribulations, and to up-level their body literacy, because each session there's a different topic related to health, like on, you know, hormones or detox or thyroid or digestion. We did an episode a while back on how to keep habits, and we know that habits are contagious. Your habits are influenced by your community or those you surround yourself with. So think about if your partner is eating popcorn and having a glass of wine at night, you're probably going to do the same. We know our habits, such as our happiness levels, if we smoke or not, are influenced by our community. And our happiness can increase by 15% if we have a happy friend, and a further 10% if their friend is happy. So even our mood is influenced by those we surround ourselves with, and potentially by someone we don't even know. So if our friend's friend is happy, that's going to influence our happiness levels. So it's not saying, you know, ditch the friends that are going through challenges or aren't, you know, in quotes, happy. But we also want to create time and space in a container for us to surround ourselves with people that we look up to, that we're inspired by, that maybe have gone before us and done some challenging things that we felt were a bit difficult or impossible. They've done some trials as well. There was something called the Look Ahead Trial. So this was a diabetes prevention lifestyle program where small groups would meet regularly. And it was a behavioral focused intervention for people with diabetes. So small groups of 10 to 20 people would meet 3 times a month for the first 6 months, and then 2 times per month for the following 6 months. And then after that, they would meet once a month for up to 8 years. So they had group sessions, they had individual sessions with different interventionists like dietitians, psychologists, etc. And they did an 8-year follow-up study. So 39% of people who went through the program maintained a 10% reduction in their body weight, and 65% had maintained over a 5% reduction in body weight. weight. So just showing these group models, this ongoing support really makes a difference. A naturopathic colleague of mine, Dr. Sarah Vaboncoeur, sometimes calls one-on-one practice, you know, visits with your doctor, good luck medicine. And I think that was a very clever term to coin, because a lot of times when you see your healthcare practitioner, yes, you share your concerns, and then the practitioner comes up with a plan, a treatment plan. So it may involve supplements, lifestyle changes. If it's a medical doctor, it may involve pharmaceutical drugs. You get the prescription and it's like, okay, good luck. Here you go. Go implement this, figure it out. And you may not be given the tools to actually make those changes. Like I've, you know, asked patients to drink more water. And early in my practice, I couldn't understand why they weren't until I dive deep into the obstacles that were blocking them. So maybe, you know, they didn't bring a water bottle with them in the car or to work. Maybe they just, you know, got so busy in their day that they forgot to drink it. Did I realize that I needed to coach people on actually implementing these changes? So I would recommend, you know, having a glass of water in every room in the house, or a bottle of water in the car, reusable, of course, in the kitchen, in your office. I would recommend people look at using apps that remind you to drink water, or various methods to track, or have like a visual, like every time you saw the color red, like a red stoplight or a stop sign, to take a sip of water, or every time you answer your phone. So it's really looking at, yes, you want a plan when it comes to your health, but you need an implementation strategy. And that's where group health comes in. In my wild collective groups, women have talked about, this is how, you know, I eat more vegetables. This is how I get in my ground flax seeds every day. This is how I get to, you know, make sure I exercise and prioritize it and stick to it. So that is a really important and overlooked piece of having healthy outcomes, is actually the implementation, and group health is a solution for that. So let me tell you a little bit about what the Wild Collective is all about. So this is an international and revolutionary women's health community initiative. I've offered three groups so far in my practice, and I'll be offering the fourth group this fall of 2022. And it's a group where 20 women meet. It may be online, it may be online and virtual, or just in person, I mean, online or in person, or just in person, depending on, you know, where we are in the pandemic. But it's 10 sessions you meet regularly with, you know, discussing how to uplevel your health when it comes to different, you know, digestion problems, hormone issues, thyroid problems, becoming aware of what your body is telling you. It is a forum for body literacy, so you can understand what's going on with your lab results, with your hormones, with your sleep, with your energy. And it gives you actionable items to start to up-level your health, your mindset, and your relationships. It is a tried and true recipe for connection and community. So there's an educational component, as well as time to connect and have real conversations and share. I have had introverts in the group, and they still feel supported, even if they don't want to share. They listen, they take information, they may come away from the session and then contact some of the other women outside of the sessions to express their gratitude for what they learned from each other. But it's a time where you have the option to share and learn from each other. It's a time for real conversations. It's not about sugarcoating things or pretending everything is okay. It also helps to arm you with the knowledge and skills to implement simple yet effective daily habits to prosper physically, mentally, and spiritually. So you don't have to go it alone. How many of you are sick of doing it on your own? You feel overwhelmed. You don't know where to start. You know, you look at things online, you're like, oh, this sounds great. Oh, this sounds great. You're jumping from one thing to another, but not really sticking with one thing. Well, this is the answer for you. We also discuss how to become aware of your cycles. So whether you're menstruating or even when the moon is full or new, there's different times of the month where we're more adept at certain tasks. So right now we just passed the full moon and that's around my ovulation time. And today I had actually a networking event to go to and I felt great going to it. I felt magnetic. I felt vibrant. I really wanted to talk to and connect with people. I'm feeling great doing this podcast episode right now, recording this. But I know leading up to my period with my PMS time or with my flow, which mine corresponds close to the new moon, I find I want to be alone more. I get more annoyed if I have a lot of things to do for other people and I don't have the time to fill up my own cup. So we talk about how to become aware of your natural rhythms, whether you're premenopausal or postmenopausal, and then how to tailor your life as much as possible. I know you have jobs and families and responsibilities, but how to carve out some time to be more effective at certain times of the month. So if I can, leading up to my period, you know, get a massage or have a few hours to myself on the weekend, I really make that happen because I know it's going to influence my mood and energy for the rest of the month. When I know I'm ovulating, if those can be the times I plan some social activities or networking events, I know because we're my hormones are at, I'm going to be more energetic. I'm going to be more magnetic. People are going to respond to me more effectively and I'm going to be more articulate. So we discuss that and that blows a lot of people's minds because it's called menstrual cycle awareness or moon cycle awareness. And even sports teams like the women's US soccer team is using it to enhance their training. They tailor their nutrition, their training, their rest and recovery schedules as much as possible to where the women are in their cycles because it will enhance their ability to perform and recover. So I want to make sure that you don't miss out on this life-changing program. And I'm a part of, so I'm a facilitator for the Wild Collective, and there's several levels to the program. So there's the first level, which is what I've been talking about right now. There is a Wild Collective alumni, which takes your health knowledge deeper. There's time for more connection and community. And then there's the level called Forever Wild, which I actually am going through right now with Dr. Michelle Paris as the facilitator for other naturopathic doctors and Wild Collective facilitators. And this is like a book club to dive deep into your soul, your spirituality, your beliefs. We cover different books like The Return to Love from Marianne Williamson, You Squared, Untethered. And we have such an amazing group of women where we're really opening up to each other. I didn't know a lot of these women before. We've already gone through 9 of the sessions, but we've opened up. We've been vulnerable. We've cried. We've laughed together. It's really shaking up my beliefs about opening up to, in quote, strangers, which they no longer are, and breaking down the boundaries that we might keep from, you know, between ourselves and other people, trying to manifest, you know, everything is perfect attitude. And it's really getting me to look at my beliefs, my relationships with myself and with others, and to make changes or take steps towards shifting my perspective and shifting my reactions. So I'm so excited that I'll be offering the Forever Wild to my Wild Collective women in the near future as well. And if you look back at episode 143 that Tony just recorded, she does talk about the 7 essential needs by Dr. Mike Sosterik. And a lot of these needs can be addressed by joining the Wild Collective. So we have physiological needs. So the Wild Collective can help you build up your body literacy or health knowledge so that you can understand what you actually need to thrive. His second need is safety and stability. And I find the Wild Collective groups are such a great forum for women to feel supported and safe. They open up to each other and they have that consistency of showing up week after week. the third need that Dr. Mike Sosterik talks about is love and belonging. And we discussed this in the Wild Collective too, fitting in versus belonging. So fitting in is when you change yourself to be like others so that they like you. Whereas belonging is being accepted for who you are as you are. And that really is what the Wild Collective does. You feel belonged. You don't feel like you have to be like everybody else. The fourth need is truth and understanding. And I don't know about you, but I got sick of trying to, you know, portray my life as being perfect online and to those around me. I really want to be real and vulnerable and share my challenges. And some of the comments I've gotten as a facilitator in my groups is that they really enjoy the time where I'm sharing about my past, about my health challenges, about my mistakes. And that offers a forum for other women to open up and share too. They don't need to just share the highlights of their life. This helps us understand others and each other and ourselves more effectively. The fifth need is esteem and power needs. So we want to feel good about ourselves and feel powerful and create the world we want. So the Wild Collective is a jumping off point for this. We really look at why we're doing what we're doing. And is that how we want to continue? We look at patterns, we look at habits, and we shake things up and we say, okay, where do we want to be? We learn from what we've been doing and we make educated choices about where we want to go. The sixth need is alignment with self, self-actualization. So really tapping into your true self. And the Wild Collective is about reclaiming your wild. And I found that I really am starting to reclaim my wild with listening to my body, with getting back in touch with nature even more than I am used to. I've always been, you know, a tree hugger at heart, if you will. But I'm getting into, you know, cold plunging and, you know, literally tree hugging and grounding. I'm doing some more of these practices that get me closer and more connection with nature. And the seventh need is the connection with an expression of your higher self. And the Forever Wild program really is a forum for that, where we dive deep into some of those inspiring books that can be uncomfortable to go through and talk about, but necessary for transformation. I have two Wild Collective Blueprint masterclasses coming up, and I really want you to be able to take advantage of them. So they're on Monday, October the 3rd is the first one at 7 p.m. It's a virtual session. And the second one's on Thursday, October 6th at 2 p.m. So you don't want to miss out. When you attend live, you get access to tons of amazing bonuses. But I think you're going to be blown away by learning about what this program has to offer. So check out the Wild Collective Masterclasses either on October 3rd at 7 or October 6th at 2. I'll put the sign up link for the Zoom webinar in the show notes. And it's important to note that only 20 women are accepted each enrollment to the Wild Collective program, because it is such an authentic way to build community and connection. If there's too many people, there's not going to be enough time for the women to share. And I already have several spots taken. A few more will be gone within the next few days. So be sure to attend to not miss out. I'll read just two or three short testimonials from women who have gone through the program with me. So Becca says, "My favorite part of the collective is the community created amongst the women there. There was almost an immediate feeling of safety and community that was created, and it makes each session something to look forward to. Hearing other women's experiences and thoughts really helps you to work through your own thoughts and feelings. The info about our bodies is so insightful as well. And every session, I'm challenged to up my health game in both small and large areas." Here's another feedback testimonial. "I've gained so much knowledge, I wish I knew 40 years ago, understanding how many issues other women are also experiencing. I'm not alone with my medical concerns and issues. The group has helped me keep my health as a priority over these past months and sustain self-care practices that serve me well. I'm motivated by the other participants and their successes. And then lastly, I love your personal sharing and examples, Lisa. Breakout discussions have worked well as well. You make everyone feel so comfortable in whether they want to share or not. There's never any pressure. You acknowledge each person's sharing. Thank you. So again, I'll link to the Wild Collective Masterclass sessions that are coming up so you can secure your spot. You can ask all of your questions and discover how and why this program is taking North America and the world by storm. So now I'll move to my super mom moment, my mama mess up, and my mama must have. So my super mom moment was that I was solo parenting this weekend. So my husband, Pete, was away for the weekend. He had a boys' weekend at one of his friends' cottages. And, you know, it felt a little bit daunting because we're pretty good co-parents together. But I tried to do things to make it simple. So Stuart loves pizza. So we got Domino's pizza. I got the gluten-free crust. And he had it for three of the meals over the weekend. Of course, I supplemented it with some vegetables, some fruit. I made some yummy, you know, banana muffins and some homemade granola bars, but that kept things easy. I didn't have to make him, you know, try to make him different things that maybe he wasn't going to eat. So he really enjoyed that. I also made sure we stayed active. So we do have to keep him active because he has so much energy, but I knew I needed to get some walks in myself. So I guess I don't want to say bribed him, but one time we walked to, so he could use his allowance to buy some Pokemon cards. So that was a pretty good walk, 20 minutes there and 20 minutes back. He rode his scooter. So I actually got a good pace of the walk. Another time we went with his cousins to get some ice cream. And again, they had their scooters and it was a good walk, about 25 minutes each way. So I was happy to get that in. And I still did some of my morning workouts while he was sleeping. And then we had some good laughs too. We were watching some funny YouTube animal videos and he got a kick out of that. And I let him stay up a little bit later just to mix up the routine a little bit. So we ended up having a blast, but I was happy to see Pete on Sunday. And then I had the afternoon to myself, which I did savor, but it was a great time to spend with Stuart one-on-one. And then my mama messed up. Well, I haven't been asking Stuart as he's getting older to do more chores. He kind of has his base level of chores. Like he unpacks his lunch bag. He puts the cutlery away, not the sharp knives, of course. He has a few other tasks, but as he's getting older, I know he can do more. So luckily though, when we were out looking at what was being sold at a street sale nearby, they did have a wooden with magnet like chore board. So I bought that. So I'm going to use that so we can start to do more and more as he's getting older to not only earn his allowance, but to just understand how much work goes into upkeeping a house and a home. And my mama must have. So I've been watching a show. I just started watching it on Prime Video called Dietland, and I'm loving it. So I recommend you check it out. It's really looking at all the expectations that are placed on women for, you know, our weight, makeup, you know, maybe we want to do these things to feel good, but it's looking at, you know, having an informed choice when it comes to those things. And it's shaking up a lot of stereotypes. So I'm really enjoying that. I just can't watch it too close to bed because they get a little bit fired up and it's harder to settle down. Now I'll talk about what Toni has going on. So her next hypnobirthing session for expecting parents looking to decrease fear and anxiety to support their natural instincts around labor and birth is happening this fall. So you can join her at www.hypnobirthingcalgary.com/register. And I have a meetup group called Wild Women Adventures Toronto, if you want to get out and have some fun in nature and connect with other women. But of course, come out to my Wild Collective Info session on October the 3rd or the 6th. We'd love you to subscribe to the podcast, leave us a review and a 5-star rating if you enjoyed this episode. You can also support us by visiting our Patreon page. So please tell your perimenopausal mama friends about us too. So stay safe and healthy, everybody. Until next time.